弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴我们再一次在主日相聚，一起来敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
Very happy we can get together to worship our Lord, our God.
至少我们在过去一个星期可以感谢主的是，我们的 Slow 地区的空气质量有了明显的改善。
One thing we are very grateful is that our air quality has improved dramatically.
最近美国西海岸的山火造成了这个空气质量的这个严重的污染。
And so recently the wildfires on the west coast of the United States have caused serious air pollution.
甚至影响到了我们所居住的这个 slow 的地区。
And seriously affect the slow area where we live.
相信大家肯定都看过这个照片，就是那个浓雾弥漫的旧金山啊。
So you probably all see the picture that's in San Francisco, the filled with a dense fog.
那个整个的那个金门大桥呢，都映衬在这个橙色的天空背景之下。
So you can see the Golden Gate Bridge, against the background of the orange sky.
正像电影里所描述的那些世界末日的景象一般。
So just like the movie that described the end of the world.
弟兄姐妹，我们正在见证历史的这个特殊的时刻。
Today we are witnessing a special moment in history.
圣经所预言的那个末日的灾难，现在比任何其他的时候更加的真实。
So the doomsday disaster predicted in the Bible is more real than ever.
所以我们应当为此做好准备。
So we should prepare for this.
今天我们继续来看我们这个耶稣所讲故事的这个系列。
So today we continue to study the story told by Jesus.
那么今天所讲的是十个童女的故事。
Today we're going to talk about the 10 virgins.
那么这是在耶稣遇害之前对门徒的最后叮嘱。
So this was the last exhortation to his disciple before he was killed.
那他使用一系列的这个比喻来描述末日所将要发生的事情。
He used a series of parables to describe what will happen in the end.
既是对门徒的忠告，也是对我们的提醒。
Not only to advise to his disciple, also advise to remind us.
所以这个故事告诉我们呢，耶稣会再一次的回来。
This story tells us Jesus will come back again.
但他回来的时间会被延迟的。
However, his time may be delayed.
但是届时他回来的时候，他会接纳一批人，拒绝另外一批人。
However, when he returns, he will accept few and also reject others.
可谓是有人欢喜，有人愁。
So you were to interpret that somebody will rejoice and somebody are really sad.
那么耶稣甄别的标准是什么呢？
So what is the Jesus criteria for this?
我们又应当如何去预备呢？
How should we prepare for this?
那么我们今天正道的这个题目就叫前程后主。
And so this is what we talk about. We're waiting for the Lord.
希望这个故事可以帮助我们更好的预备主耶稣基督再来的日子。
So hope this story will help us really well prepare for his second coming.
我们今天所看的经文是在马太福音的第25章1到13节。
So we're going to read the Matthew, book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 1 to 15.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开马太福音第25章。
So if you can turn the chapter, let's turn to chapter Matthew 25.
我们来看第一节到第十三节。
So let's read verse 1 to 13.
马太福音第25章。
25.
第一节，那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
At the time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
The foolish one took their lamp but did not take any oil with them.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps.
所以我们首先要了解当时犹太人的这个婚姻习俗。
So first of all, we really need to understand the custom of a Jewish wedding.
那犹太人一般是订婚一年之后才会举行婚礼。
Very often, a year after the Jews are engaged, then the wedding will take place.
那么新郎呢，一般是带着迎亲的队伍，一路是载歌载舞来到新娘的家中。
So usually the bridegroom will lead a welcome party, singing and dancing to the bride's house.
然后呢，他会和新娘还有陪伴的人一起又返回到新郎的家中。
Then the bridegroom will return to his own house with the bride and her companions.
这个时候一般都是这一天比较晚的时候了。
So very often the time will be very late.
这就是为什么他们需要有灯来照明。
And that's why they need a lamp to give the light.
这个喜宴呢，一般常常持续到深夜。
So very often the wedding banquet will last into the late night.
而且这个婚礼的庆祝啊，一般要连续七天。
And the celebration may last for about 7 consecutive days.
所以这里讲的童女啊，就是还没有结婚的女子。
The virgin here talk about unmarried women.
他们的责任呢，就是要迎接新郎。
And their responsibility to welcome the bridegroom.
所以为婚礼呢，这个增加喜庆的气氛。
So add the festive atmosphere to the wedding.
所以这里耶稣讲过，天国的降临就好比这十个童女一样。
So here talk about the kingdom come just like those 10 virgins.
所以十个在圣经里面是代表完全的。
10 represents perfection.
那可能有人问，这五个聪明，五个愚拙呢？
But here says 5 were wise and 5 were foolish.
这里面这五个真的是任意的数字，并不代表一定的比例。
So those are just arbitrary numbers, not proportions.
所以童女所预备的灯啊，实际上更像是我们现在所见到的火把。
And so those the lamp is represent that you almost like the torch what we see right now.
因为它那个棍子上是绑上了一些油布。
So the stick actually wrapped with a rag soaked in oil.
这个灯呢，只能这个用很短的时间啊。
So that the torch, the soaked with the oil, can only last very short period of time.
所以你要重新的更换油布，要预备足够的油才可以。
In order to keep the lighting, you keep need to change the rack with the oil, soak with the oil.
但是有些童女啊，却没有预备额外的油。
But some virgin did not prepare enough oil.
这就是他们错过婚礼的原因。
And that was the reason they missed the wedding.
新郎呢，可能是因为在路上耽搁了。
And so the bridegroom may be delayed on the road.
所以第五节说，新郎延迟的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
So here talk about the bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep.
第六节，半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。
So at midnight the cry rang out, here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him.
那些童女就起来收拾灯。
So then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps.
所以这时候这个愚拙的童女才发现，原来他们的油不够用了。
And the foolish virgin finally realized that the oil they had was not enough.
于是第八节，这愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
So the foolish one said to the wise, give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out.
而另外的一些童女呢，则拒绝分油给他们。
And so the other five wise virgins refused to share their oil with them.
第九节，聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
So the verse 9, no, they reply, they may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourself.
所以这里面呢，这个童女拒绝是用的双重的否定。
And here we talk about it's a double negative when those wise virgins refuse to share the oil.
这个和英文的习惯不一样，英文呢是否定的否定就等于是肯定。
And so this is different than the English saying. In English, if you say no two times, that means it's a confirm yes.
但是在希腊文里面，双重的否定是加重这个否定，是强调的意思。
But in Greek, when you said the double negative is emphasize the meaning.
所以这些聪明的童女说，这绝对不可以跟你来分油的。
And so the wise virgin said, absolutely, we're not going to share with you.
所以这些个没有预备油的童女就错过了婚宴。
And so those the unwise virgins actually missed the banquet.
第十节说，他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的，同他进去坐席，门就关了。
But while they were on their way out to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut.
所以这些童女没有履行作为这个伴娘的责任。
And so those virgins as a companion did not feel their responsibility.
而且他们也没有办法和新人共享这个婚礼庆祝的这个美好时刻。
So they could not even celebrate with the bride and the bridegroom.
这个故事的高潮啊，就在第十一节和第十二节。
So the climax of the story is in verse 11 and 12.
其余的童女，第十一节，其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
So later the others also came. Sir, sir, they said, open the door for us.
第十二节，他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
But he replied, I tell you the truth, I don't know you.
所以当这些童女去求主人开门的时候，主人却说不认识他们。
And so when those virgins asked the master, said, please open the door, but he said, I do not know you.
因为他们没有出现在这个迎亲的队伍当中。
Because they missed the procession.
那第十三节实际上是一个命令。
So the verse 13 actually is a command.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子，那时辰，你们不知道。
So therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
你们要警醒。这是耶稣讲这个比喻的原因。
And this is the reason why Jesus told the story is you please keep watch and be alert.
因为我们不知道基督再来的时间。
We have no idea when his second coming.
那我们读完了这个故事之后，我们可能有很多的问题哈。
So after we read the story, we may have a lot of questions.
那这些童女聪明，她聪明在哪里呢？
So those virgins who are wise, why they are wise?
So 那个愚拙的童女，她又愚拙在哪里呢？
The one who are foolish, why they were foolish?
这个油和灯有什么特别的含义没有？
What's the lamp, the oil have any special meaning?
为什么那些童女不愿意分油给其他的人？
Why the white virgin refused to divide the share the oil?
这岂不是没有爱心吗？
Isn't that they have no love?
那个婚宴哪有把门关起来不许给人进的？
How can the door of the wedding feast shut?
那这个主人代表的是谁？
So who does the sir and the master represent?
你会不会觉得这个主人有点不合情理，太过严厉了呢？
Isn't he a little bit too harsh and reasonable?
好，首先呢，我们先来思考这个故事的时候，我们要看这个故事所最清楚告诉我们的是什么。
So when we look at the story, we have to really understand what is the story talk about.
所以他已经清清楚楚告诉我们的东西，我们首先要知道。
So the first thing we have to understand, what is the story tell us?
所以基督再来的时间呢，是不可预测的。
Okay, so here tell us the time of Christ's return is unpredictable.
这个是这个故事非常清楚告诉我们的，没有一点的误解。
So there is no misunderstanding, it clears tell us.
有时不时的你就会从新闻啊，各种报道会讲到说，有人说世界末日什么什么时候来到。
Very often you hear the news and the media tell you when the end time is going to come.
但是我们清楚的知道圣经告诉我们。
But we clearly understand what the Bible tells us.
因为是耶稣亲自跟我们讲的。
Because Jesus clearly told us.
这个是日子那个时辰没有人会知道。
Nobody knows the time and the hour.
所以我们首先要知道这个故事所清楚告诉我们的东西。
So first we need to understand why the story clearly tells us.
然后我们在思想这些故事当中有些不太清楚的。
Then we're going to think about the area that's not clear to tell us.
因为这个故事是提醒我们要常常警醒预备主的到来。
So this story actually is to remind us we need to be alert and awake and then to prepare for Jesus coming.
那么如何预备呢？
How do we prepare?
耶稣啊是常常利用婚姻的这个比喻啊，来讲天国的降临。
Often the Jesus tell the marriage and the wedding to talk about the second coming.
所以在这个故事当中，这个新郎呢，就好比是耶稣。
So this a bridegroom represent Jesus.
也是这个故事中在第十一节和第十二节所出现的那个主人。
So also is the sir and the master in verse 11, 12.
可能有人会问，那新娘是谁呀？
And maybe people ask, who was the bride represent?
那其实我们从耶稣其他地方的比喻当中，我们可以知道，这个新娘呢，常常是代表教会。
And very often from other similar analogies, we know that bride usually represent church.
但是这个不是重点。
But today, this is not the point.
因为这个故事根本就没有提到新娘。
And today, because we did not talk about bride.
所以故事的焦点是在这个童女身上。
But the focus of story is on those virgins.
就是那些等候耶稣到来的人。
And those who are waiting for Jesus to come.
所以等候国度的降临就好比那些童女等候新郎来到一样。
So it represents waiting for the kingdom to come are like a virgin waiting for the bridegroom.
所以这个故事其实用当时人们所熟悉的一个生活经验来阐述一个深奥的属灵真理。
So this story uses a familiar life experience to illustrate a profound spiritual truth.
但是因为时代久远啊，这些经验对于现代人已经比较陌生了。
But because of this, the history being for a long time, so this experience are relatively unfamiliar to modern people.
所以给解释呢带来一定的难度。
So you probably make interpretation a little more difficult.
但请注意呢，并不是这个故事所有的细节都很重要。
So just remember that not all details are important.
我们要抓住那个比较的重点。
We need to really grasp the important points.
这里面的油和灯啊，不代表救恩啊，或者是圣灵啊，像有些人会这样解释啊。
So oil does not mean it's a salvation or the Holy Spirit, by some of the people like to explain that.
所以那些童女因为睡着了，睡觉也没有什么特别的意义。
And the falling asleep does not really have any special meaning as well.
所以比较的重点呢乃是童女。
And the important focus of the story is the virgins.
强调的是他们是否预备充分。
And so emphasize whether they are well prepared.
对聪明的呢，这是代表那些已经预备好的信徒。
And so the wise one are the one are well fully prepared.
愚拙的呢，这是那些毫无预备的人。
And the foolish version were the one were unprepared.
那么接下来我们会问，到底这些童女应该预备什么呢，才会被主人所接纳？
So how would the things that those virgins need to prepare to be accepted by the master?
那么我们可以从第十二节看到一些线索。
So from the verse 12, we can see some clues.
第十二节这个主人回答说。
So the verse 12, the master said,
我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
So he replied, I tell you the truth, I don't know you.
你知道耶稣讲我实在不告诉你们的时候，这是一个强调。
So when he says I do not know you, this is emphasize.
是我实实在在的告诉你们的意思。
I really telling you.
这里面讲我不认识你，这个认识这个词。
So here's I do not know you, knowing.
这个词啊，我们需要特别的来一起思想一下。
We really need to ponder this word.
这个词 oida 这里面是一个完成的时态啊。
And oida means it's already done, finished.
是过去发生的一个事情，一直持续到现在，而且对现在还在产生效果跟影响。
And so they talk about things that already happened in the past, continue, that's already done, it's continue to affect us.
对，耶稣在时代，他们使用这个认识这个词，跟我们这个时代使用认识这个词不太一样。
So the word that they use at that time is different than what we use now.
那我们现代人说我认识某某人的话。
And for now on, say, if I know someone,
那可能是我跟这个人有过一面之交。
And means that I have some encounter with this person.
或者我跟这个人有过一些接触。
And maybe I have some special meet up or contact with this particular person.
或者甚至根本就是我听说过这个人，我知道这个人存在。
So or maybe I have heard this person, I know this person exists.
但是圣经里面所讲的认识可不是这个样子。
But in the Bible, when we talk about know, it's totally different meaning.
因为那是表示一种非常亲密的关系。
Usually knowing by is a very intimate relationship.
可以说是那种知己知彼的那种关系。
Really know like you know each other extremely well.
所以我们就知道那些预备好的童女呢，实际上他们和主人是有一个亲密无间的关系。
So here, talk about those who prepare the virgins. They have very close relationship with their master.
因此，这个主人说，他们会认识他的。
And so the master said, yes, those virgins, they really truly know me.
所以换言之呢，所谓预备好的信徒，就是那些和耶稣有亲密关系的人。
So in other words, the prepared believers is the one who have a close relationship with Jesus.
对，那些认识主的人，那主人呢也会认识他们。
So those are the one who know the master will know them.
那么这些愚拙的童女呢，则是为主所拒绝，因为他们没有这种关系。
So those foolish who,virgin were rejected by the Lord because they had no such relationship.
所以啊，一个人怎么可以把自己跟耶稣的关系分给别人呢？
So how can we share our relationship with other people?
所以这个聪明的童女是没有办法将油分给那些愚拙的童女。
Therefore, those a wise virgin cannot share the oil with the foolish virgins.
因为那是他个人跟主耶稣的关系。
And because that is his intimate relationship with Jesus Christ.
那是一种从耶稣而来的生命。
And this is the life from Jesus Christ.
你是没有办法跟别人共用这样的东西。
You cannot share together. That relationship cannot be shared.
所以接下来我们大家的问题就是说，这些愚拙的童女到底代表什么人呢？
And so now the question is, those foolish, a virgin, represent what?
他们显然不是那些没有听过福音的、啊、
And those are the one not never heard the gospel before.
也不是那些敌对基督的人。
And those are not the one who are against Jesus Christ.
因为这些人不在迎接主降临的行列之中。
But they were not the one in the processions.
乃是那些对教会有一些认识，有一些好感。
And those are the one actually know the church and also have a good impression of the church.
或者对基督教也有一些了解。
And so actually they probably understand some Christianity.
但是偶尔也参加一些教会的活动。
Very often they may even join church activity.
但遗憾的是，他们依然是局外人，尚没有和主建立关系。
But unfortunately, they are still outsiders, have not yet established a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
所以这是一个警告，值得我们深思。
So this is really a warning worth pondering.
所以每个人都当确信自己这个得救的确据哈。
So everyone should be sure of our own salvation.
那我以前有一个大学同学，有一次他来到我的家里面做客哈。
So one time I have a college classmate came to my house as a guest.
因为他是因为工作的关系搬家，搬到了附近的地区哈。
Yeah, because his job, so he moved to the area nearby.
有机会再一次相聚、啊
because we haven't seen each other for so many years, so we're very happy to get together.
所以在我们在一起的时候就有谈起福音啊，谈起信啊。
And so we have opportunity to talk about the gospel and share our faith.
哎，我就非常高兴知道我这个同学呢，他在这个美国读书的时候也有跟教会有接触。
And so I was very glad that my friend, my classmate had opportunity to have some contact with church when he was studying.
而且呢他有受浸呢、有加入教会。
So he actually was baptized and joined the church.
但是后来在后面的交谈中我就发现他离开了读书的地方之后就再也没有去过教会了。
Later, I discovered that after he left his study, he never went back to church.
而且他也觉得自己已经成为是基督徒了。
But then he said he is a Christian.
心里就是没有那种渴望，我跟他交谈的时候也看不到他跟主的那种关系哈。
And so when I was talking to him, I see that there's no desire he has a relationship with Christ.
所以我就很担心说他到底有没有跟主建立这个关系，到底有没有真正得到这个救恩。
And so I was really wondering whether he truly received the salvation or not, or whether he has established a relationship with Christ.
所以我们在生活中啊，常常会碰到这样的人，他们说自己已经是基督徒，但是有的时候确实会给我们有一些怀疑。
And sometimes we have that doubt or the question. They will claim they are Christian, but whether they have that relationship or not.
所以这个故事呢，告诉我们一个很重要的真理。
So this story reveals a very important truth.
那么就像新郎会延迟啊来到这个新娘家里的这个事情一样。
And so just like the late arrival of the bridegroom,
那么基督的第二次降临呢也会延迟的，也会耽误的。
And Christ's second coming will also be delayed.
所以呢我们必须要预备他的来到。
So that's why we have to prepare for his second coming.
耶稣这里叮嘱门徒说当他离开之后你们要警醒。
And Jesus told his disciples and to be watchful and to be alert after he left.
所以这个警醒啊不是不睡觉没有正常的生活。
And this alert and be watchful does not mean sleeping, not sleeping or not having a normal life.
乃是时刻预备着。
But always being prepared.
所以耶稣提醒我们当他不在地上的这个时刻我们应当以怎么样敬虔的态度来生活。
And so here, Jesus reminded his disciples how they should live their life when the Lord Jesus is not here on earth.
只有那些真心预备自己的人才能与主同享上帝的宴席。
And so the one who well prepared can share the banquet with Christ.
所以当这个周围的舆论呢，有人在讲这个世界末日啊，主什么时候再来的时候，我们一定心里面要有根基的哈。
And so when people talk about end day, the doomsday, we have to have that foundation inside.
我们不知道主什么时候再来。
We have no idea the time and hour of his second coming.
但是我们知道他肯定会再来。
But we are sure that his second come, he will come.
我们应该时刻盼望着他的再来。
We should always looking forward to his second coming.
就好像啊，那个小孩子盼望过生日一样哈。
And just like the little kids, looking forward to his birthday.
因为那个是一个他非常开心的日子。
Because that's the day full of celebration. He's very happy.
因为他会收到很多的礼物。
He will receive a lot of gifts.
然后那一天他是所有人所注目的中心。
And he is the focus of everyone.
其实不光是小孩子。
And not only for the little children.
我发现老人家也很喜欢自己的生日。
And I also noticed that a lot of older people like to celebrate their birthday as well.
因为他以前教会又碰到一些老人家的话，他们非常盼望啊自己过生日哈。
And I've witnessed some of the older people said that looking forward to their birthdays.
因为他过生日的时候啊，他所有的孩子们都会来看他哈。
And because when his birthday comes, all his children will come to visit him.
哎，有的时候呢，我也某某伯伯，我说你不刚过完生日，怎么又过生日啊？
And sometimes I get a little confused because I ask the particular person, I thought you just had a birthday, how come you have a birthday again?
他说陈牧师你不知道我有一个阳历的生日有一个阴历的生日。
And so you don't know, I celebrate a Chinese calendar and also celebrate the regular one.
哎，他恨不得这每年要多过好几次生日才可以啊。
And this person particularly really likes to celebrate birthday several times a year.
所以这就是我们盼望主再来，就是因为这样的心情。
And so we should have that mindset that looking forward to God's second coming.
因为那一天是我们救恩得以完全的一天啊。
And that will be the complete our salvation.
我们领受从神来的最宝贵的。
So we receive the most precious thing from our Lord.
所以我们当警醒等候。
So we need to be alert and wait.
所以我们相信基督的再来，这个是我们信仰一个最根本的信条。
So this is a very, we need to believe in the return of Christ because this is the basic creed of the Christian faith.
所以我们说相信，这个其实我们现代的相信跟圣经中的相信也是不太一样啊。
And so we say we believe, but this belief is different from what they describe in the Bible.
现代人用相信呢，就是简单的认同。
And so the lot of time when we say we believe, it just basically identify.
对，我们相信，我可能说对某人说，我相信你所说的。
Sometimes when you tell people say, oh, I do believe what you said.
但是你所说的跟我可能没有什么关系啊。
But it's irrelevant with me.
但是圣经中的相信可不是个简单的认同。
But in the Bible, the belief is just not simple identify.
乃是全然的接受。
It's totally accept.
当我们相信耶稣，说相信他会再来的时候，不是简单的相信这个事情会发生而已。
And when we truly say we believe, it's not only just simple that will happen.
而是说我们要跟耶稣基督有一种生命的联络。
And so actually it's to share our life with Christ.
乃是说我们真正的能够回转把上帝当作上帝来敬拜。
And so we have to return and truly reverent our God.
所以就好像我们买人寿保险一样啊。
So it's like we're buying a life insurance.
你说我相信这个人寿保险跟购买这个人寿保险是两个完全不同的概念。
So the concept of I believe life insurance is different than I believe.True, just buy the life insurance.
我相信这个人寿保险是说，我相信你 你跟我说的卖的这个东西是确实存在的。
And so you say you believe the life insurance. Oh yeah, I do know the life insurance does exist.
我也相信你呢，相信如果我真的出了事情的话，你这个保险会肯定会付这个付钱的。
And so I also believe that if something happened to me or with an accident, I do believe life insurance will pay me.
那么你这样相信和你购买是完全不同的概念哈。
But just believe is very different than you actually truly purchase the life insurance.
你只有购买了这个人寿保险，这个保险才能够真正在你身上发挥作用。
But once you buy the life insurance, that the life insurance actually will truly work.
所以现今的这个福音的大门是敞开的。
So right now, the door of the gospel is wide open.
所以神的恩典是让所有信的人都可以得救。
So God's grace is want everyone who truly believe will be saved.
但是时候将到，那这样的机会可能就不复存在了。
But when the time is come, and this opportunity may no longer exist.
所以谁不愿意做那个聪明的童女呢？
Who wouldn't want to be the wise virgin?
所以这个故事呢，不单是告诉我们如何的去做哈。
The story not only tells us what we should do,
也告诉我们如何去做那个聪明的童女。
And also teach us how to be the wise virgin.
那就是我们真正的去认识主耶稣基督。
So it's truly know our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们进入天国的关键。
So this is the key to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以当我们的生命与基督的生命能够融合在一起的时候。
So when our life is that, actually is fused with Jesus, a life of Christ.
所以我们就成为了神的。也有人会有疑问哈。
And some people may have some questions.
说你看这个事情都已经有2000多年了哈，就讲主耶稣再来啊，世界末日到现在也没有发生啊。
And people talk about Jesus' second coming, but it has not happened for more than 2000 years.
那我预备跟不预备有什么区别呢？
What's the difference between if I prepare or not prepare?
啊，或许呢，主耶稣基督再来的日子在我们有生之年会发生哈。
There's a possibility that his second coming might happen in our time.
哎，那个就是我们的福气嘞。
And that will be our blessing.
因为为什么呢？我们不需要经过死亡啊，就可以见到主的面。
And so that because that means we do not have to face death before we can see him again.
但是也有可能在我们有生之年这个事情还不会发生。
And there's also the possibility might not happen during our lifetime.
因为基督何时再来没有人知道嘛。
Because we have no idea when his second coming.
但是这有什么关系呢？
What does that matter?
因为我们人生的日子都是有数的。
And so even our life is numbered.
所以我们怎么样过我们的人生的日子都是将来我们要跟耶稣面对面来交代的。
So what do we live our life that is that we have to be accountable to God one day.
对，预备基督再来啊，就应该成为我们的一种生活形态。
And so to prepare his second coming should be our lifestyle.
对，预备基督再来不是投机取巧嘛。
And so it's not a shortcut.
乃是一种信心的交托，一种生命的委身。
So it should be a faith and life commitment.
说这是我们生活的形态，每天每时每刻都是这样的一个心态。
This should be our lifestyle. Every single day we do the same.
所以这是神给我们的一个福气。
And this is what God gives the special blessing to us.
所以我以前呢，在公司工作的时候，常常跟我的同事去传福音哈。
And when I used to work in the company, that very often I share my faith with other people.
那其中我有一个同事呢，他很认同我所讲的。
And this one person, my coworker, really identified what I was saying.
我就很高兴。那我说，既然你、
so、I was very happy.
我所说的你都认同的话，你是不是要去教会啊，受浸啊，加入教会啊？
So if you were my friend, I said, if you really identify what I said, would you like to accept Christ and come to church?
然后他就跟我说，他说啊，他说还是等一等吧。
So he said to me, well, I want to wait a little longer.
等我这个啊、快要离开这个世界的时候，我再加入教会。
I will join the church before during my end days.
那我说你为什么要等那个时候呢？是不是？
So I asked him, why do you want to wait until the end?
他说，哇，我现在呢，还是想自由自在的生活，我不想要什么东西来约束我。
And he said, I still want to live freely. I do not want anything to bound my life.
那等我离开这个世界的时候，我再相信，那也不迟嘛。
And so I can, I will believe before I was ready to leave this earth.
好，我就问他，我说你自己怎么会知道你什么时候可以离开这个世界呢？
So I asked him, how do you know when you will leave this earth?
当然我还没有跟他讲你什么时候知道耶稣基督会再来呢，还不懂这个事。
And I didn't even ask him, how do you know when Christ's second coming?
我想你们传福音大概也会碰到有人是这样的态度啊。
So I'm sure you have a similar experience that people have that similar attitude.
他会问你，我死后以后会不会有第二次机会呢？
And so people may ask you, after I die, do I have a second opportunity?
如果有第二次机会，算了吧，我现在就不用了。
And if I have a second opportunity, I'm not going to waste my time now.
我这个同事很有意思，我也拿他没有办法。结果有一天，他急急忙忙他来找我了。
So there's nothing I could do at the time, but one day he came to me.
因为啊，他要坐飞机去出外旅行。
Because he's flying aboard to travel.
那个时候刚过了这个911事件哈。
And that things that just happened on 911.
哎呀，每个人都不知道你坐这个飞机到底会发生什么事情。
And time.
他说，警察，你这么敬虔，你给我做见证哈。
And so he asked me, so you are so really believing in God, try to be my witness.
如果这飞机万一出事的话，你给我做证明哈，我可是相信的。
And so that you need to witness that if something happened to my flight, that I already believe in God.
我怎么给你做证明
？How can be I be your witness?
弟兄姐妹，我现在已经做了牧师了。
And now I become a pastor.
如果我们有很多人会认识我的哈，我陈牧师这个教会哈。
And a lot of people know me as the pastor.
在这个教会或不在这个教会啊。
Now, whether in this church or not in this church.
你可千万不要以为我到时候在耶稣基督面前可以给你做见证，我可做不了这个见证。
I cannot be witness to you one day when with Jesus' second coming.
因为那是你跟主耶稣的关系啊，我做不了什么事情的。
And there's nothing I can do because this is a relationship between you and Christ.
所以耶稣啊，在这段教导当中，他是使用了一系列的比喻来讲述这个末后要发生的事情。
So Jesus used a series of parables to cover the various events incurred in the last days.
所以他多次论及到呢，人应当如何进入天国。
And repeatedly discuss how to enter the kingdom of heaven.
既知道基督会再来，我们就应当谨慎我们的行为。
So even knowing that second Christ is going to come again, we should be cautious for our actions.
那么马太福音的这几个比喻都告诉我们一个事情，耶稣再来，他是要做审判的工作，他是要做分辨的工作。
So those parables in Matthew that tell us that when he comes again, he's going to do the work of judgment and discernment.
他是提醒我们要做好预备。
He's reminding us that we need to be well prepared.
那这个预备就是让耶稣基督成为我们自己的生命之主。
And so the prepare means that Christ is the center of our life.
这本身就是一个祝福啊，弟兄姐妹。
That itself is a blessing.
你们为什么要等待呢？
Why should we wait?
就好比一个人他种了 啊，这个几百个百万的这个钱一样哈。
So just like a winning of millions of lottery.
那么你会不会想，哎呀，我中了这个奖了，我先不去领这个奖。
And will you say, okay, yeah, I won this lottery, but I'm not going to get the money right now.
我要等我临死的时候，我再去领这个奖。
I'm only going to get the money right before I died.
没有人会这样做的，你死了你还怎么样去领这个奖有什么用？
Nobody's going to do that because what does the money will do to you right before you die?
所以神给我们的福气是让我们马上可以享受他在我们生命中的祝福。
So this is the blessing God want to give it to us is something we can enjoy immediately.
所以耶稣借着这个巫师告诉我们，他会离开，但也必会再来。
So Jesus told his disciples through this parable that he will leave, but he will come back again.
只有那些预备好的信徒才可以进入上帝的国度。
Only the people who are well prepared can enter the kingdom of God.
这个预备好就是我们跟耶稣基督的关系。
So prepare, well prepared means that it's a relationship with Christ.
这个关系呢，就是我们从我们的信心开始。
So this relationship start with our faith.
所以我们应当活出这样一个生命的形态。
We really have need to have a lifestyle of we should have this lifestyle.
而这个问题我们常常问自己的就是，如果基督今天来到的话，我们有没有预备好迎接他？
So this is the question we should ask ourselves. If Jesus Christ come back today, are we prepared to welcome him?
以前呢，有一个空中摄影师哈。
And this is one person that take a picture, like to aerial photographer.
他做得非常出色。
And he's very famous.
因为他做这个事情做得很多，也做得非常好，所以呢，他有一次就是在做的时候不太小心啊。
So he has his well known has be very famous for his photography taking in the air, but one time that he neglect something.
所以他这一次呢，他跳飞机呢，他就从飞机跳出去了。
And this time we jump in.
非常喜欢那个景色哈。
He loved the view he seen.
然后呢，他也就是照了很多的非常好的照片。
And he started taking a lot of great pictures.
然后当这个高度降到差不多，他应该把这降落伞打开的时候。
And so by the time when he start going down, he should open his parachutes.
他往他胸前一摸，想拉那个东西。
And so he was touching his chest, trying to pull the parachute.
糟糕，他没有带降落伞。
Uh-oh, he did not bring the parachute.
不论他前面是如何享受他那个美妙的景色。
It doesn't matter how much he enjoyed the scenery before that.
也不管他照了多么漂亮的照片。
It really doesn't matter how many great pictures he took.
他忘记带降落伞，他的下场只有一个。
And there's only one consequence when he forget the parachute.
从高空跌下来就是粉身碎骨。
And when you fall from such a height that you're going to die.
愿我们当中所有的人都有很好的预备。
So I wish every one of us are well prepared.
所以当基督再来的时候，我们都是预备好的人。
So when Jesus' second coming, every one of us is well prepared.
我们可以和主一起来享受他为我们预备的美好的宴席。
So we can celebrate the banquet with Christ.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your grace.
你借着这个故事所提醒我们的。
And use this parable to teach us.
让我们每天都预备好自己的心。
So we can prepare our hearts daily.
使我们在敬虔的事上能够得主的喜悦。
So in everything that will we will please you.
让我们每天所过的日子都有主的恩典与我们同在。
So we have your grace in our daily life.
我们既知道主你为我们预备了那上好的救恩。
So we know you have prepared the best, the salvation for us.
我们就愿意舍弃这世界上的残累。
And so we're willing to unload some of the burdens of this world.
我们就单单的仰望你。
We only look up to you.
仰望着你再来的日子。
We're looking forward for your second coming.
那是上帝的国度在地上建立的日子。
And that will be your kingdom established on earth.
那是神在这全地掌权的日子。
And that is the day that you reign the whole world.
愿主的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
Your will be accomplished just like the in heaven on earth.
求主你帮助我们，让我们每天能够活出这样活泼的盼望。
So we can continue to help us so we can live this lively hope on earth.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
So we pray in the Lord Jesus, the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.